a new study from the World Bank called Doing Business in 2004 says that the less regulation a country imposes on businesses, the better off that country's economy will be. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, regulation is a bad thing, but these are all, what, business people making these claims?
Right. But, Alex, we're talking about a different kind of regulation, not the kind we've seen so much of here in the U.S. in terms of corporate reform and regulating the accounting industry and mutual funds and that sort of thing. What we're talking about here is much broader, the way countries regulate how and when businesses can open up and close down, who they can hire and fire, who can get credit, those sorts of regulations.
And this report says that too much of that kind of regulation slows entire economies.
Right. This is all about red tape and bureaucracies and how, according to this report, they make it harder for economies to grow. A couple of examples for you from the study. It takes 2 days to register a business in Australia, but 100 times that to register a business in Haiti. Resolving bankruptcy problems takes about 6 months in Ireland, but it can take more than 11 years in India. And the report argues that all that delay leaves room for corruption and can be a big cause of unemployment and investor frustration.
What about countries that basically avoid any sort of registration system for businesses at all? Are there countries like that?
There are, and that's an interesting point. What that means is that those businesses simply operate underground with no government control, which means they're not paying any taxes to help run the country. In turn, they're not getting any help from the government when they need it. They're not responsible to customers or anyone for that matter, and there's no one to look out for workers' rights. And the study points out that is a huge problem for some of these developing countries.
So who is this report Doing Business in 2004 meant for? Who's supposed to read this and get something from it?
Well, mostly the countries listed as the heaviest regulators, places like Guatemala, Poland, Slovenia, where it can take more than 1,000 days, 3 years, to force parties in a business contract to hold up their end of the bargain. But the World Bank's Connie Shanahan also says investors should take note.
I think this is going to be a great tool for investors because it really gives them the nitty-gritty detail of how long does it take to open a business in any country, which countries are more expensive for registering a business, and so on. I think it'll be invaluable.
As for who's doing a good job making it easier for businesses to flourish, the report gives the highest marks to Australia, Canada, and Denmark. The U.S. actually comes in 10th. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, Alex, we're putting together a game show in which the winner of today's recall election will receive the grand prize of a terrible economy.
All right, Tess, thanks very much. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.